It is no surprise to me, I think, or to many of the folks in the room, that credit utilization is a big part of what is driving the revitalization of not only cities like Syracuse, but in Auburn and Utica, some of the historic rehabs that are happening in Watertown. Cities like ours, like we have here in upstate New York, are perfectly positioned to take advantage of this federal historic tax credit, which is why 70% of all of the applications that go to the federal government from New York State are coming from upstate New York. So this is an incredibly valuable tool, without which we would certainly not be experiencing the kind of renaissance that we are here in central New York. Right, New York is one of the most active in utilizing the federal credit. It is by far the most effective national preservation incentive available to developers. And a couple of key statistics. Since the inception of the historic tax credit, more than 39,000 buildings across the country have been rehabilitated as a result of this program. We've created more than 2.4 million jobs with the federal credit over that time period, both construction and permanent jobs, and leveraged more than $109 billion in private investment across the entire country. On average, the credit leverages $5 of private investment for every dollar in federal funding that goes into the program, which makes it a very cost-effective way to stimulate and encourage development in our communities across the region. The total cumulative $21 billion cost of this program has been more than offset by the $26 billion in federal tax receipts that is generated by these rehabilitation projects.